Afternoon, brethren. If you will, turn with me to Luke 12. Start off by reading verses 35 and 36. That's Luke 12, verse 35. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. And be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Today, I want to talk about being ready and prepared. In fact, the title of my message today is Be Ready Today. Here in Luke, we see Jesus instructs that we must be ready. And I've taken this and broken this down into 3 points today. First point, in order to be ready, we need to spend time with God. Second point, we need to surrender all to God. The third point, we need to remain joyful. So let's get right into it. The first point, spend time with God. So what do I mean by spending time with God? Well, it's kind of obvious. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's setting aside time in your daily schedule to sit down in prayer and meditation with God and your Bible. After all, every relationship starts by spending time to get to know each other. And our relationship with God is no different. With this time, you might go through that handout that Jay gave us during the Bible study earlier this month, where we go through the different Ten Commandments and see how we're adhering to those. Or you might take the time to sit down and go through the fruits of the Spirit. Spend that time with God and grow that time. Be like, okay, God, what fruits am I good? What am I growing? But what do I need work on? And let him guide your path. Or maybe you just open your Bible in prayer and let God guide what you read. And let God change your heart in that way. If you will, let's read Jeremiah 29, where you can see what God promises to those who seek a relationship with him. That's Jeremiah 29. We'll start in verse 12. We'll be reading 12 through 14. Jeremiah 29, verse 12. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found to you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortune and gather you up from all nations and all places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I've sent you into exile. Here we see that by calling and praying with God and seeking God with all of our heart, we can be restored. For me, this is saying, while continuing to draw near to God, we must truly be willing to give our whole heart to him. It is only once we've done that that God will show us his plan for our lives and will restore us to that full and perfect person he wants us to be. But this cannot be done without surrendering to God and his will. Which brings us to the second point. Surrender all to God. If you will, let's turn to Luke 9, where we can see what Jesus says about surrendering to him. It's Luke 9. We'll start in verse 23. We'll be reading 23 and 24. Luke 9, verse 23. And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." Here we can see that if we are to follow Christ, we must deny ourselves. This means our wants, our hopes, our dreams, and even what we might think we need. We must be able to bear our own burdens daily, bear our own loads, as talked of in Galatians 6. This can mean our own failures and shame. We must be able to take that and surrender it to God. This is to truly give all your heart to God, the good and the bad. And this must be done daily. This isn't, "Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe next week sometime." No, today, daily. And with this daily task, it may start seeming a little overwhelming and heavy. But we should all remember that it is Jesus who said, "His yoke is easy and his burden is light," spoken of in Matthew 11. And this should be the start of our joy, a joy in our Creator and Savior, which brings us to our third point. Remain joyful. I don't know about you, but I struggle with this more than I should. It's often that I get caught up in our day-to-day life, and I can feel myself being brought down by the weight of the world and the circumstances that happen around us. I usually don't see the incremental changes that God's doing in my life, much less acknowledge them or rejoice in those changes. But sometimes, if I'm not keeping a watch on my joy, I can even forget why I'm here or why I have surrendered my life to God, and in rare cases, why I spend time with him. But today, let's take some time and see the joy that we all long for. That is the return of our Christ and King. I've come up with three verses today on rejoicing, so we're going to read them all. Let's start with 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 10. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 10 through 12. First Chronicles 16, verse 10. "Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek him constantly. Remember the wondrous works he has done and his miracles and judgments he's uttered." Here in Chronicles, we're reminded that we should seek God with our whole hearts. We should rejoice in that seeking God. It shouldn't be a burden. It shouldn't be, "Oh, I have to." No, it should be a joyful seeking. And we have to do this constantly. This isn't a thing we go back to every once in a while, but we should constantly be seeking him. while never forgetting the works that he's done in our lives and the lives around us, and always be looking for the judgment that is to come. The next verse I have is 1 Peter 4. We'll start in verse 12. 1 Peter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at fiery trials when they come upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Yes, we're going to have trials. That's what this is saying. But in our sufferings, we should have joy. We should rejoice because we are suffering in Christ, and because Christ has suffered for us. We should rejoice in the glory that God is revealing through us. The last verse today is 1 Thessalonians 2. 1 Thessalonians 2, we'll start in verse 19. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. Our boasting, our joy, our hope is all in Christ and his coming, in his glory. So, to conclude today's sermonette, let's continue in this season of preparation before Passover. And let's spend time daily with God, growing our relationship with him. Let's surrender daily all our hopes and wants into our Father's hand, because we know his joy is for us to be glorified through him. And last, let us rejoice daily, that is, today, for we will be with God who wins in the end, so that we can all say, I am ready today.